Frederick D. Richardson is from Nymph, Alabama, a small town in Conecuh County. Now he's the oldest elected official in tenure in the city of Mobile. He sat down with his friend Maria Gonzalez at StoryCorps to talk about everything he's overcome to make it where he is today.
How did you get from the farm to being the second highest elected official in the city of Mobile, Alabama?
Well, that's a long road. It was a long road. I'm one of 12 children. There were four high schools in Conecuh County. I couldn't attend any of those because of the color of my skin. They built one school in that county for all blacks to attend, a training school, hoping that we would learn to use our hands, not our minds. On the day that I was born, a lady went in and announced that I was an ink spitter, meaning
I was black.
I was black. And the message she was trying to send was that he can never be anything. My mother told me that story, and I was determined.
You were determined to make it a lie.
This would not happen to me. So I left home, and I was determined at that point nothing would stop me.
Wonderful.
So I moved to Mobile, Alabama. I went to Bishop State Community College. I ended up graduating from
Bishop State.
Bishop State. Then okay. I went over to the University of South Alabama and they looked at my training school certificate and declared I was ineligible.
Why did they do that?
They were claiming that I had not learned anything. And you can't bring this limited learning to a full-fledged university. Once they told me that, I refused to leave and I said that I'm not here because I know a lot. I'm not here to declare I'm smart. I'm here to declare that you're supposed to know that if I can't learn, fail me. So they said, well, let him go to class. He's going to fail anyway. So just let him go. I graduated with honors.
Yay.
South Alabama in political science. And here's somebody out here declaring political science to be the major, and they can't even vote. In 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King died. We organized the neighborhood organized workers to further the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King. We called it NOW. Dr. King adopted the position of Mahatma Gandhi from India, that is, you march in the face of your oppressor. When they marched in the face of their oppressor, they beat the living daylights out of them. They put electrical calipers to them. They sick dogs on them, and they put fire hoses on them.
Right.
We were not going that way.
Right.
So we use economics. We called on a citywide boycott of all businesses downtown for 1 year. Operation Ghost Town is what we called it. The stores downtown start hiring black clerks for the first time in the history of the city of Mobile.
And Mobile has grown from that. You're now 20 years, Mobile City Council.
I'm the oldest elected official in tenure in the city of Mobile. I didn't believe that I was born innately inferior to anybody.
Right.
But I had no appreciable evidence to prove that. But since that time, I'm led to believe that there is one humanity.
Yes.
We are all members of the same race, the human race. For a person to say that they are not in the race that I'm in, then they have to show me what function they can perform that I can't.
Right.
Perform, because if all they can do is what I can do, they're in the race with me. The past was dim, but the future is bright.
Yes, it is.
God, I put stars in the sky, so when the sun goes down, the message of hope is beamed from the stars. They beam the message of hope that morning will come after a while. Don't worry about the night.
The morning's
because
coming.
Light.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.